Hey, all, welcome to Outlast Podcast. I am Frank, and I'm here with my mom, Shirley.
Hi there.
Today, we're talking Survivor Season 46, Episode 5, Tiki Man. What did you think of this episode?
I actually liked this one. Not that I don't like others, but sometimes they're kind of slow, you know, with the 90-minute show. I really liked this one. It kept moving pretty good. Yeah, I liked it. What do you think?
I'm getting better about writing my notes with the 90-minute shows, because now I kind of wait to see, is this too much filler for me to, is there anything for me to actually discuss in this? And, you know, sometimes there's not.
Right.
So I'm stumbling there, but you guys know what I mean. And so in this one, there were some moments where I was like, okay, just wait it out. Okay, yeah, there's something there. And so I've been going forward with that.
Yeah.
Who did we lose this week?
We lost Jem.
There we go.
Were you just testing me?
Nope.
I had Banu here because it's the beginning of my notes. So he's who we lost last week.
Well, the funny thing is I forgot who we lost to because Jem didn't do much. We haven't seen much of any other tribe except for Purple. So it was exciting just to see Green actually have to battle it out a little bit and figure out what they're the vibe tribe they keep calling themselves. And this time they had to actually go. So Jem's forgettable. We've only seen her for maybe 5 minutes on screen.
You know? And you know, I thought maybe we would lose Ben. And for some reason, I'm really liking Ben.
I am too.
Son I didn't think I was going to just from the bio. But again, like I said earlier, I really am liking him.
Yeah. He's a bit of a dork, no doubt. But I don't know. He seems like a genuinely nice guy, though.
And, you know, he's got a pretty good social game.
Yes.
Everybody really likes him. He's always he's always joking around and does okay in challenges. And, you know, so I think he's good.
Yeah. He's at that perfect spot we talk about with the hunter and stuff like that. But Ben's at the perfect spot where he's not so good that he's going to catch anybody's attention.
Right.
Socially, yeah, a little bit. But I mean, really, it's not like he's going to dominate a challenge or anything like that.
Yeah.
So you're good there.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and get started. So we start off with Purple. They are the last three the last three of that tribe. They return knowing, you know, it was actually a good move to get rid of Banu. They're calling themselves the worst tribe in Survivor history. And let's talk about that. They have no fire. They're tired. They're hungry. Later on in the challenge, they mentioned, you know, like, oh, you're breaking records today.
Right.
But this, there's a clarification I want to make sure to point out, and it's the fact that this is the worst tribe in New Era.
Right.
Which is six seasons.
Big difference.
Yeah. There are 46 seasons, only six seasons are in New Era.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, I can't remember the name of the actual season, but it was Stephanie. Remember when it got down to her and one other guy on their tribe, and then he got out, and it was just her by herself? And I remember very well, like, they were just sitting on rocks with rain.
Yeah. I can't think of what season that was.
Yeah.
But I remember Stephanie.
These and back then, I hate to be like the old Survivor fan, but like they were really hungry out there then.
Oh,
you know how it is.
They were. I liked those days.
Every time you talk to a Survivor fan who's been watching long enough, they're like, these guys aren't that hungry.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. But so, but they are breaking records. So if they lose this time, it'll be the most losses in the New Era. And then also they are, the most times at Tribal, I believe it was, right?
The longest time without Flint.
Longest time without Flint. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. So they're looking at 11
days.
And
they're hurting. Boy, they're so hungry. They
really are.
They're freezing. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. It's got to mess with your mental prowess. You know, even Q's like joking around about going home, but, you know, it's like, I bet there's some doubt in his mind.
Yeah. You can kind of see that, you know, he might, it looks like he's considered that.
Yeah. Over at Green, we're seeing that Ben is starting to get a little lightheaded. There's a lack of food and sleep for them. And Moira is concerned with how close Ben and Charlie are. They're still doing that music battle thing that they do.
Yeah.
Which I love that because Charlie only knows Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So it really is Charlie versus whatever band Ben picks.
Right.
You know, it was Metallica the first time. It could be Black Sabbath the next.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they're still going back and forth. Jem, Moira, Maria discuss their targets. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Jem has to be aware. So the entire time we're watching this, there's always like, who, you know, got that that idol, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jem's got it in her pocket.
That's so messed up. They're still looking for it and everything. Yeah. That's messed up.
She's very proud that she tricked everyone and with that idol fake out. And I think it just was a mistake the way she did it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've talked about that. I mean, there should have been a fake idol for them to find.
Yeah.
Because now you left it hanging. Now they know somebody found it.
Yeah.
And there's all that suspicion going on. If you just had a fake one, somebody gets it, they're excited. You know, it's over. So
you would have no reason to doubt it because you found it in the dirt.
Right,
it would have been really,
right.
really easy. The matter of fact, I was thinking about it later on in the episode. The key you find open the box, make the key the idol.
Yeah.
Like, it's this new thing, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's a key.
There you go.
It would have been good. Okay. Over at Orange, Hunter and Tevin are searching for idols. Well, everyone really, except for Liz. But I want to point out the fact that whenever you see Hunter, you see Tevin doing something because later on You can tell that those two are a tight alliance.
Yeah.
Venus knows that Randan left with one, so they must have put the new idol back out there somewhere, and she's looking for it as well.
Uh-huh.
She follows Hunter, and he's kind of just like, I'll stop then.
I know, that's crazy. That, well, I mean, that's her strategy, so good for her, I guess.
You know, and I think she's thinking that she could just be like charming enough to convince him to just keep looking and it'll work out. And he's just like, no, it's just not worth me looking. Right. I don't trust you at all. I think as soon as Orange touches Tribal, they're going to be imploding because Venus, I have a feeling, is wearing down everybody.
I think she is too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he just waits. And then eventually she does walk away. He's very annoyed by how much she's obviously prying into him.
Yeah.
And whenever she's prying into him, I like her like looking to camera, like, oh, I'm getting to him and stuff like that. Yeah. And he's very much like, oh my God, this is like a little sister that's just, I know what you're doing, you know?
Exactly.
Later, he does end up finding the advantage in the box, and he's prepping for when the merger happens.
Right.
He knows he's going to be a big threat, so he has to kind of build up things to prep for that.
Yeah.
I don't remember another survivor doing that, because we've seen it a lot of times where somebody's a little too good at challenges, Jeff keeps pointing it out, and they won't catch it. And they'll be like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
When I get over there, I'll have alliances to help me out.
Right.
And he knows that all my alliances are empty as soon as they hit merger.
Yeah. I really like that because we have seen that out of a lot of players. So that's good thinking.
Yeah. Over at Purple is what we were talking about before. Q is moping around camp, looking super depressed.
Yeah.
He talks to Kenzie about how he's ready to leave. But he's really just doing this to lower her guard. In case they have to go, he wants to get her out, but he doesn't want her to use the shot in the dark.
Exactly.
Because we haven't seen shot in the dark used much this season because people keep going and they don't have a vote.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter about shot in the dark. Tiffany feels stuck in between the two of them. This is one of those scenes where when I'm watching it at first, I'm like, is this worth writing down? Because it's just him kind of walking around. So you have to kind of like let the scene play out a little bit to understand what's going on there. Over at Green, the tribe knows someone had moved the advantage. And now they are actually getting mad because you just watched us dig for 3 days.
Right.
Which right when they said that, I'm like, oh, Jem, you just ruined yourself then. Because the second they find out you have that, even if you're at they're going to be like, oh, screw you.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So
it's
a lot worse.
It's just gotten too far. In the beginning, she could have said, hey, guys, I found it.
Yeah. You know?
And they would have got it because they could have possibly thought the same to play the same way. But yeah, now that they've been digging for 3 days, oh, you would be gone so fast.
Yeah. And shout out to the cameraman who's just like, I'm sure there's plenty of times that she's down there digging there too to make it believable.
Yeah.
But there are so many times where she's just watching them dig.
Yeah.
And that's the time the cameraman wanted to make sure to shoot that.
Yeah.
Or the editor make sure to leave that part in.
Right.
Not the parts that she's actually down there digging too.
Because
she, of course, would make it believable.
Sure. Yeah.
But it was just really good filming. Tim thinks it's Jem because she's been acting weird.
Yeah.
That's a good catch for him. That's reading other people and realizing what's going on.
Yeah. That is
and
good.
He confronts her and, you know, she's all like defiant of it, of course, like that. And not really acting very well, I gotta say. Jem feels like she's playing super well and that, you know, I ended up working it out well. I acted my way through this. I'll be fine. And thinks that Tim and Ben are an alliance that they need to be concerned about.
Yeah.
And then we head off to Challenge.
Okay. So as we go to Challenge, this is going to be a reward and immunity challenge. The reward is going to be pastries and fruit, which looked amazing. They were all excited. Second place gets a smaller portion. So first, Jeff mentions the tribe without Flint, the longest in the new era would be or is already the purple tribe.
Yeah.
Then he goes, if they lose, most losses in the new era. Okay. Then I think it's funny when he's talking about how the first one gets the pastries and fruit, second get the small amount. And when he gets to the third, it's just funny because he's like, and the last tribe to finish, and he pauses. And then he says, we'll go to tribal. He's like, I thought they would say Yanu. I loved it. That was so funny.
Yeah.
They were all just like, Jeff.
There is a bit of they've been joking around about how much purple's losing.
Yeah.
And you could always look at Q to see like, he's not loving these jokes.
No, he is not. Yeah. But it was really cute the way they did that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sitting out, we have Charlie, Ben, Mariah, sorry. Yeah. Soda and Liz. And what they have to do is race through 3-level obstacle courses, collecting keys along the way. Use the keys to unlock a hook. Use the hook to release sandbags. Race to fire those sandbags at a series of targets. And then, like we said, first place gets the large pastry and fruit. Second, get the smaller portion. Third, lose their Flint and go to tribal.
It's a lot of elements we've seen in past challenges.
Yeah, you know, it really is.
It's pretty familiar.
Yeah. So as we get going, Tim and Hunter are moving fast. Tim's really ahead. He's doing great. Then Hunter, then Kinsey. Kinsey right away starts falling behind. So unfortunately, there they go again. Purple is already behind. Then we get Maria and Tevin's in, moving fast. Kinsey finally makes it through and Tiff comes in. Then we've got Venus and Jim that come in. So at that point, they're all have went through the course. Tiff is back. Q is in. And then they need to make up a lot of time.
Yeah.
So, you know, he moved pretty quickly. And then so Green's ahead. They're working on unlocking their hook. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. where they fell really that, far
that, that
behind.
Was a, that was the one that really shifted
Tim
the
Tim really struggled trying to unlock the keys. And so to get the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had a really hard time. And like I said, Q made up a lot of time. So Q and Hunter are now releasing the rope to drop their sandbags.
Yeah.
Tim is still trying to unlock the keys to be able to get his hook.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter first, then Tim. And then Tevin hits a target. So they're already at the targets at that point because now they have their sandbags. Then Venus does. And then the third one is Hunter.
Yeah.
So Orange already wins all three targets before anybody's even hit any of them down.
Yeah. You hinted at it right there, though. They really got to, or Hunter at least has to initiate, like, I need to go first so that yes. I'm not the guy that won it for us.
Right. Yeah. You know,
they all equally contributed, but because it finishes on him, it looks like he's the one that did it.
Exactly. And that just puts so much of a target on him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not great. Second place is between Green and Purple. So we have Tiff, Jim, Kinsey, and Maria. It's funny, that last throw that Q hits, they do it in slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, okay, he's got to get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was so overdone, realistically. It was really like at the Olympic Games.
Yeah. You know? So yeah, Purple got that third target with Q, and they got second place, finally win their first immunity challenge. They get their flint, which Kinsey is so excited because she's been freezing. And they don't have to go to tribal, finally.
Yeah, they're super happy. And honestly, later on I'll mention a little bit of it, but the other tribes are kind of happy for them. Because it's like, okay, you know, you guys have definitely fought it out. Yeah. So,
and then at that time, they're going to pick who's going to go to journey. So, or on the journey. Mm-hmm. So that would be Hunter, Tim, and Q.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we see the three of those guys. Head to their island, and they get there. And this is kind of an interesting play here. They right when they get there, they start strategizing, which I love that.
I really like that.
That was smart.
Yep.
One of these three are going far for sure. And they come up with this new alliance where each of them are going to pick one player from their tribe that they trust the most and bring into this new alliance. So it'll be six players total. They're the final six. I really like this idea because it's like, look, we're all physical threats. As soon as we get to the merger, we're first targets.
Yeah.
This will survive us from that. Again, not to just say it's Hunter's idea, but this is the kind of thing that like Hunter's thinking about that more than I've seen in the past.
Yeah.
That's a really good move.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. Q explains that they've only eaten one coconut since they've gotten on the island. That can't be right.
God, that's terrible.
That seems nuts.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. We're going to have, they're going to be doing for the actual journey challenge is one person must take a test to risk their vote and the other two will have to just leave. Now, right. I don't care for that. I don't care that like two people just showed up, then they have to leave. Luckily, they talked about some strategy, or otherwise it would be completely fruitless. What do you think about that?
Can more than one do it? They can, right?
I thought it was
or
only,
is it just
one.
Only
no,
one.
No, I think it's only just one that
oh,
can.
Oh, yeah, they only have the one out there. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that is kind of weird. I mean,
what a waste.
I guess out of the three, maybe it's just because some are stronger in certain areas, but mm-hmm. yeah, that is kind of weird that two have to go back.
Luckily, we have, like, we've seen, okay, so this one, they're strategizing, making that alliance. The other one we saw, Banu, was basically milked for information. So there are definitely some advantages for just going in the first place.
Right, right.
But it's just like, why don't give them something else that they can do that would be interesting to watch?
Yeah, because when you're not the one that's going to do the challenge and you go back, that kind of makes you look bad. You didn't bring anything back.
Right, exactly. I think it was like Tim that was like, yeah, basically I just left, you know?
Yeah, and of course the last one, like you were saying, Banu just spilled everything.
Yeah.
So the other two came back and said, hey, you know, I didn't play, but look what I brought, you know?
Right.
That was
value.
Huge, yeah.
And you can't go back, Tim can't go back and be like, guess what I got? A great new alliance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I can't
they
wait
were
for
thinking
merge
of
now.
Themselves, not anybody else.
So the one that's going to be moving forward, Hunter is chosen. And what they have to do, what he has to do is arrange the logos chronologically. And he was saying that he watched them out of order by his friend's favorite listing, basically.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, so Pearl Island's got to be first. I knew that list. And he really knew his game, though. I really liked how much he was referring back to, like, okay, this is when this person happened.
Liked how they he did that. He was thinking of the people, you know, that were in each of the shows. So that's a good way of doing it.
Yeah. And again, shout out to the editors who were like making sure to cut in a little bit of like Rupert when he's talking about Rupert and stuff like that. It was a good flashback
I like
moment
those
for the old school people.
Yep.
After all is said and done, he had 8 out of 20. A lot of times what happened was he was off by one.
Right.
So he'd miss all of those.
Right. Yeah. He was off by one, like most of them. Then the last two he had swapped.
Oh, God.
But yeah, man, if he wasn't off by one, he would have still wouldn't have got it probably, but he would have been really close.
So unfortunately, Hunter lost his vote for that.
Yeah.
Over at Purple, we're seeing Tiffany and Kenzie. They're enjoying their food. This feels like a feast for them, really.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't eaten only the one coconut.
Starving, yeah.
And then Q returns, and they're all so happy. They start their fire. It was a real, like, feast moment for them.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen somebody. This has kind of felt like Sanctuary before Sanctuary starts to happen. Yeah. And over at Green, the tribe starts to cope with their first loss. Everybody's a little bit down. But Ben brings up appreciating the fact that Purple won after not winning for so long.
Yeah.
And again, he's kind of the most emotionally mature person out there. He might be like rock on all the time, but he's actually pretty emotionally mature.
Yeah. He's a lot better than what I thought from, you know, the bio.
For sure. Yeah. So Moira starts to be very concerned about all the things that are at play with all the idols and advantages and secret things going on. Ben's a target. She's a fan of Ben. So she's kind of starting to like, okay, how do we work around this? And that's something to keep in mind going forward.
Right.
Jim, happy that they lost the immunity, really, goes to open the box. And she has to measure 3 different locations and get their distance and use that in a mathematical equation to figure out where she needs to dig. And so she has to measure the flag, the tree mail, and the boat. And when she does that, she digs out and then she finds the key and just leaves. And I was like, why are you not filling in that hole?
I know.
Because you notice, looking back, it's actually like in a pathway too.
Yeah.
So it's real obvious that somebody just dug right here.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, like, the next episode coming up, if they're going to see that and be like, she took it with her.
Yeah.
She had it the whole freaking time.
That would have been good.
I don't know. We'll see.
It's hard because of the timing. It's like, you know, next episode is going to kick off with some boats arriving at
camp. Yeah, that's true. So yeah.
We're not going to get any more of that stuff for sure. Maria, Moira, and Jim plan on voting for Ben. Maria's extra vote is going to be a play for this as well, which I don't think it's really worth using an extra vote to get Ben out.
I know. Yeah.
There's a lot of better uses for that. They want to bring in Charlie. And Charlie's clearly struggling with this. This is his music buddy.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to vote Ben out.
Right.
Tim returns and tells everyone the truth. Like, I just didn't do anything. You know, it's a shame. Jim approaches Ben and is pushing for more information. She's really aggressive with it.
Yeah.
Ben catches what she's doing and doesn't have a vote. So he's like, I really don't trust her, but I can't do much about it right now.
Right.
Jim then goes to Tim and starts doing the same exact thing. Tim, Charlie, Ben all want Jim out. She's just playing too hard, and it's just dangerous to bring in a merger for sure. She's not going to stick to you guys. She's not going to be loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie is at a bit of a crossroad. Maria, too. And they could go either way. At this point, who would you be voting out?
I think Jim is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably get Jim out.
And I think she's making it too obvious.
Yeah. I think that was a good choice.
Yeah. All right. So we're heading off to Tribal.
Okay. So as we go to Tribal, you know, this group, they've never seen the tribal council area. So they come in and they're just, you know, just think it's awesome. And,
yeah. At all.
You know,
especially with, I got to say, like, this is a really cool one.
It is very nice. Yeah. They really did a good job on it. So, everybody comes in and has their seat and Jeff just starts right up saying, what do you do when, all you come to tribal this late in the game, you know, so there's already quite a few out.
Yeah.
And then now they're coming and they've got all these attachments and, you know, close friendships because they haven't been in this situation yet. So Ben says everybody's assessing their vibe. They're the vibe tribe, he says. Maria just says it's time that we rip off the Band-Aid. You know, it's going to hurt after day 11, but she's ready to play the game.
Yeah.
You know, and you need to at this point. And then there's a few of them that just get talking about how till now it's just been great. And, you know, they're dancing. Mariah says they're living Survivor La La Land. Yeah. And, you know, everybody does everything together. And, you know, they're just having a good old time, not really having to strategize.
Juxtaposed to Purple, who is fighting.
Yes.
And we talk about this. This happens a lot. And we talked about it with, as a matter of fact, the last Purple Tribe with Yam Yam and Carolyn,
yeah,
where they're just sharpening the swords on each other. So when they do get to the merger, those players, while they're suffering right now, it's fun to watch them get into a merger because they feast.
Oh, yeah.
They're the swing vote right off the bat because they're the lesser numbers.
Yeah.
And they know what it's like to go sit on the... When we get to merger next time, we're talking about green now. Orange also has never seen tribal.
Yeah.
So they're going to go to tribal in a merge. I don't think I could think of another tribe that did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy because, you can really see the hunger in the team that's been struggling when they do get into merger. Yeah. That's going to be interesting next week. So anyway, Charlie just says, hey, there's going to be a massive blindside. It's not just smoke. We're in the fire now. And then Mariah, I got to get that right.
I keep saying it different every time. You're fine.
Mariah. I even spell it like that.
Moria. I'm saying Moria.
Trying to say it right. She just talks about how it is, earlier, she talks about how it is bothering her. Just the fact that there is possibly idols out there, people that lost their votes. So, that all makes a big difference. And then she talked about how they're a hot mess when it comes to Beware Advantages, because they were out there trying to find it.
I'm glad they bring that up.
Weren't organized at all when it came to that. Charlie talks about how Maria thought she found it. And then Maria's like, but somebody had to have found it before me, Jem just says, I still don't know whose name to write down. And it was cute because she says, can I write yours, Jeff?
Yeah.
And then he's adorable. Of course, he's like, no, you can't write mine. I'm here forever.
Yeah.
He better be. So that was really cute. And then Charlie's like, a permanent immunity idol. Anyway, so it was really cute. They're just talking about how they just have to start playing the game better and start strategizing. And, they're more of a target. And Maria's talking about how she still doesn't know who she's going to write. She's talking about how people do know who they're going to write down, and then people are just lying.
Right.
So, now she's getting down to the nitty gritty.
And I think there are people, again, this is the first time at the thing, but there are people that are more strategizing than other people. And so there might be people who are a little bit kind of blindsided by how aggressive everybody's being around them.
Yeah.
And this is when you start to learn.
Yeah, because, they're over here saying, we're just dancing, we're doing this and that. But yet they have been talking about who they're going to get out.
Well, remember when they used to look for idols together and Charlie would be like, this is driving me nuts. This is so stupid that we're all working together to find idols. This is baloney,
Yeah, it's not the game they planned. Yeah, so Charlie's been
waiting for this moment because he's ready to go at it,
Yeah. Jem just saying nobody wants to rock the boat. You have to trust your alliance right now. She really feels like she's not in trouble at all.
Yeah.
She really feels like she's safe.
I was really surprised by her personality in this one because it was like, she thinks that every time she talks to somebody, she walks away like, I'm confident that worked out well. And they're just like, got to get her out now.
It's a trip. And yet Ben, he feels very threatened, mm-hmm. He's talking about how he's still going to get his Sega tattoo, which is awesome. And that, you have to go one vote and one challenge at a time. Hopefully you'll get to your long-term goal, but you got to take it one at a time. And Maria just says, we have to separate emotions and the game.
Yeah.
And then it's time to vote.
Yeah. And no idols are played.
Yeah.
How'd the vote shake out?
Jem did not play her idol.
I know. It was literally sitting in her pocket. She just got it.
Yep. We have Ben got 2 votes and Jem got 4.
True blindside. She had no freaking
blindside.
Clue.
Yep.
I mean, idol, she felt so safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then for next episode, it's straight up merge. I whenever it's the merge one, it's just, they just show everybody freaking out about merge.
Yeah. One thing I got to give Jem, though, is she didn't tell anybody she had it.
That was a good move.
We have seen people get them and tell right away.
Yeah.
And it just drives me crazy.
She didn't tell anybody on her way out either. She could have changed the game doing that alone.
Yeah.
They all would have gone home knowing merge is coming up very soon and just hunted through the night for that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was a good move.
And had they known, they would have, they would have went back and looked for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a trip.
It was a good one. How'd your favorites do?
They did okay. Hunter didn't win the journey. Mm-hmm. Did well on the challenge, sometimes too good. He's putting a target on his back, I think. Maria struggled in the challenge. But she did okay. How about yours?
So soda, we didn't get much of soda. But yeah, as for Moira, I think she was kind of on the right side of everything. I don't think she rocked the boat too hard or anything like that. I think going into merger, she's going to be stronger than she has been because I think she is very much a social player.
Right.
And will find other people to work with easily while still staying loyal to much of the Green Tribe.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
How'd Facebook go?
Okay. So with Facebook, people are very happy that the Purple Tribe won.
Yeah.
And I kind of wonder, like, with people so happy that the Purple Tribe went through so much, is it going to be like the Orange Tribe was last season? Was it last season? When we got down to three with Carolyn. And yeah,
they were purple as well.
Yum, yum. Oh, they were purple. Yum, okay. Because people ended up really loving them because they struggled so much.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see this happening again, though.
The difference, though, is Carson was the third one.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Carson.
The difference is those three were all lovable. Yum Yum was kind of like a big teddy bear guy. Yeah. Carolyn was wacky but fun.
Yeah.
Carson was the guy who builds puzzles at home. These ones, Q is way too aggressive and keeps wanting to say, throw me on the fire.
Yeah.
Tiffany's playing two people that are her best friends, really.
Right.
And they mentioned it earlier in this episode, like Kenzie, like she starts conversations like, what were you guys talking about?
Oh my God. I know they talked about that on fire.
Yeah. They're not lovable characters like the last set. I don't think any of these guys are going to be getting that affection.
Yeah. Vote, you know? Probably not. Probably not.
Yeah.
So on Facebook, they were glad that Jim went home. And many said they really liked the episode.
Yeah, it was a
much
good
better than some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a lot more purple fans now.
I think it's because a lot of that, you know, we knock on him a lot, but I mean, fairly. But Banu took up a lot of screen time. And so with him out of the game, even the rest of purple could breathe more. So it was a good episode because it's like, okay, we're getting back to Survivor, not the Banu show.
Yeah.
This isn't like, I feel like some other reality TV shows do that. They pick the, I don't know. I don't watch Bachelor, but you always see like the crazy ones are the ones that stay longer.
Yeah.
And really Bonnie felt like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With On Fire, the title of On Fire is What Y'all Talking About? And they talked about Kinsey doing that. That was kind of a cute part, the way Q pointed that out. They talked about does the fact that Yanu, Purple, went so long without Flint, does it make you rethink the Flint? How you're doing the Flint.
Yeah.
They were asking Jeff that. And he's like, absolutely not. Welcome to the new era.
Yeah.
You're going to work for everything. So yeah, that's not changing. One of the questions on that show was why number the seasons in the new era? And basically he was just saying that the other ones were based on location and they're staying there in Fiji.
Mm-hmm.
And then some were named after a theme or a twist. And they're also tough to come up with. And there's pros and cons, like numbering isn't as memorable, like if
that's
you have a name for it, you know.
Yeah.
But you can focus more on the player when you're not focusing on that. And then he says maybe another theme season in the future, but even so, they would still continue to number them.
They still theme them too, but it's not advertised.
Yeah.
Like this one, you could tell all the tribal is like, looks like China themed.
Yeah.
We had a medieval one. I think it was just last episode where the sword and shield. Yeah. Like there's themes that they just don't advertise like they used to.
Yeah. Yeah. Like before it was Ghost Island or Island of the Idols. I mean, it was like the whole name of it.
Island of the Idols, I think, kind of broke the show a little bit.
Yeah.
People, when you look at rankings, it's always last place. And not only is it only last place, but right afterwards, this is a new era. So it was like, okay, we got you. We'll clean things up a little bit.
Yeah. You could tell that didn't really work well.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah, it was a good episode. I really liked it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm ready for the merger at this point for sure. We got a lot of really good people to be following.
Yeah, me too. I'm ready for the merger.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's it for us this week. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there.